in the hot seat today. We've got Councillor Bob Jones. He hopes to secure the Labour nomination to become Police Commissioner for the West Midlands. Also, Councillor Joe Tildesley, who is seeking the Conservative nomination. If they are nominated by their parties, that does not mean they will become Police Commissioner. You will decide who will become Police Commissioner. It may be somebody from an established political party. It may be somebody of no political party. Interesting, Bob and Joe. We'll go to the lines in just a moment. We've got a few calls lined up on this on 08453 00 9956, but a change in a definite difference in emphasis from you two fellows in terms of what you think the job is about, Bob.
I think Joe's simply wrong. If you're at what he refers to in terms of the strategic direction of the force is already determined by the police authorities. No change for that. The policing plan determines that. In fact, if anything, the new legislation actually enshrines the principle of the chief constable's independence, operational independence, even more.
The policing so what if the chief constable is the top cop, then what's the point of a police commissioner then?
I think the police commissioner is meant to be the voice of the community. I actually campaigned against the concept of a police commissioner. It's a very strange American concept where you do politicise policing, and there is a real danger that you, as in America, where this concept originates, there's the danger of the police being perceived or actually being seen in the hands of vested interests. Big business in America, links with the mob have been a major problem. This is a real risk to policing. I'm standing to ensure that we actually protect the principles of British policing.
But Joe, your interpretation of the role does seem to be a more hands-on role and a much more of a steering role than Bob would suggest.
Well, Adrian, with respect to Bob, he's wrong and I'm right. Let me be quite clear
about
this.
He said the same.
Let me be quite clear about this. The legislation is quite clear. It is the Police and Crime Commissioner who has the power to set the strategic direction and objectives of the force. He then holds the Chief Constable to account for carrying out those objectives. And can I also just comment on what Bob has said about the fact that very, very openly, for several months now, he has campaigned against police and crime commissioners. I'm quite unusual as a Conservative because for 2.5 years, I've actually been really, really in favour of this. Some people might find that difficult because of course, many people know my background. I spent 33 years as a policeman. When I left the police service, I was the Police Federation chairman. And it is strange to think that 10 years later, here I am campaigning against something which I would have had strong views about 10 years ago. But that was 10 years ago. Times have changed. And now is the time to say to 1.6 million people in the West Midlands, you are going to have a voice in policing in this community, because at the moment you haven't got a voice. You don't elect anybody to that unelected police authority. You never have, and that is one of the big problems. It's not worked. You go out on the streets now. We ask somebody in the mailbox now, Adrian, name me a member of the police authority. You won't find anybody who can do that.
Yeah, the police unelected authority, which currently holds the chief constable to account, is made up of councillors who obviously are elected as councillors to their local authorities around the West Midlands, but then are appointed onto the police authority by their own council leader.
Exactly.
Let's get to Kelvin in West Brom. Hello, Kelvin. How are you, mate?
Morning,
Adrian. Hello, mate. Yeah, welcome.
I've listened intensely this morning. You fright me about getting old. You fright me about going into hospital on 65 Sunday. I'm a community crime ambassador in Sandwell.
Yeah.
And I've got to be honest, I'm not conservative based or anything, but I've got to agree with Bill. That is a perception as how I see it's going to work as the commissioner.
As what? As the chief constable sort of sets the goals?
As the common people will have a say in how policing is going.
All right, so you see it more as Joe's point of view then?
That I thought it was Bill.
No, it's Joe Tilton.
You can call me Bill if you want to.
but you think that it would be much more of a hands-on role. That's how you would perceive it as in a sense, because I think the emphasis is really important here, because Bob's interpretation is the chief constable sets the guidelines, and Bob, if he was the police commissioner, would hold the police commissioner to account.
No.
You're not saying, it sounded like to me, Bob.
As at the moment, the police authority and the commissioner will set the policing plan, which should be the views of the local community about what their priorities are. What they're not doing is actually having hands-on professional policing. That will be still led by the professional chief constable.